nationwide. We bring you latest current issues, discussions, and information. Nationwide on Radio Miraya.
Welcome to a nationwide program on Radio Miraya with me, Gabriel Shadar. And today this is a day we discuss one of the issues that is affecting agriculture or might affect agriculture in the country. And we had over the last week reports from East Africa that desert locusts, huge swarms of millions of desert locust hitting some of the areas, especially now in Kenya, some parts of Kenya. And the risk is that they are moving towards the borders with Uganda, and that means a risk because the locust is reported to be very fast in traveling, crossing long distances in just a few hours, and also devouring the vegetation that they land on anywhere in few hours. With me in the studio is the Minister of Agriculture and Forestry and Food Security, Nyoti Adigo Nyukwache, Honourable. He's with me here in the studio. And Honourable Nyoti, welcome, and brief us, what is the latest about this risk about the desert locust?
First of all, let me take this opportunity to thank Radio Maraya for inviting me to brief the people on desert locust swarm trying to invade the country. And it was on the 1st February 2019 when I alerted the Council of Ministers for the presentation on desert locust swarm in Eritrea, because we were informed that there is swarm of locusts in Eritrea. And the Council of Ministers listened carefully and made a resolution that it is very important to deal with it, and they approved 2 billion South Sudanese pounds in order to try to fight or try to prepare ourselves for it. So recently, it has been reported that a significant and extremely dangerous increase in desert locust swarm activities during the last week. In fact, we got it last week. It is there in Kenya and Ethiopia at the same time, very close to borders, border of South Sudan, within the range of 150-200 kilometers away from the borders of South Sudan. The report also said that the current situation is the worst of its kind in 25 years in Ethiopia, and it is 70 years in Kenya. For South Sudan, the last report which was brought to us was in 1961. At the end of the last major plague, actually. But the most dangerous one was reported to be in 1947. This is where it came to us and was very dangerous, and even most of the people died from hunger. And even the livestock, because it is affecting both the human and the livestock.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because anything they get green, whether it is grass, whether it is the sorghum or maize or even trees, they will land on it and then just eat it. So they said that the situation was very bad that time. Now, according to a report from FAO, they say 500,000 locusts are capable of devouring about 1 ton of food, which is enough for 2,500 people. The swarm of desert locusts goes almost 60 kilometers in length and 40 kilometers in width. So it is very huge, actually. So if it goes towards the sun, you will not see the sun, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
So the spread of desert locust swarm is a very serious threat to the food security in our country, in fact. And this is to inform all the people about it, that South Sudan is being, or at the age of being, invaded by the locust swarm. The swarm of desert locusts are likely to aggravate the already precarious food security situation in the country, because we have so many problems. In addition to, you know, this year, or last year, I think, you have a lot of flood in many, many states where people could not produce well. So the problem of insecurity in some of the areas which were there. And then now, the flood destroyed most of the crops this year. So the coming locusts will be an addition to the problem we are now facing. So we say urgent support is needed to avoid possible locust swarm and to minimize its impact on the food security in the country. I have already developed a memo to the Council of Ministers, which will be presented shortly. The immediate action which we think as the ministry to do is as follows. One, we form a high-level committee headed by the Undersecretary, with the members of FAO, because FAO is our right-hand partner, World Food Program, UNDP, World Vision, Agra, and the rest, and so many organizations, including we represent OSHA of the United Nations also. This committee is a high-level committee. We will see developed what is the best way forward to deal with these things. Number two is mobilization of resources to control the spread of desert locusts to South Sudan from neighboring countries. So we need to really mobilize resources so that we are able to deal with it. Number three is training the people to go to neighboring states for monitoring the spread of the desert locusts in these states. It needs to be monitored. If it is near, if it has reached, and so forth, we need to know it. Because some of the states have now started saying that there is desert locusts coming, they have reached them. But in fact, it is only green opah. Green opah is reported around the state of Torit and other areas, and has already started eating the sarcum and other crops. But it is not, because there is the difference between green opah and the desert locust. Desert locust goes in thousands or in million. But the green opah is the one which is moving from there and there. And the training of people, which we have said we have started anyway, FAO, we train around 15 people immediately, and we dispatch them to these areas which are being threatened. You know, South Sudan, there are two areas where it can be attacked. One, from Kenya, which is around Kapoita and Torit, and also Northern Upper Nile from Ethiopia. So if it comes to Northern Upper Nile, it will be worse for us, because it is where massive commercialized farming is taking place. Now, the fourth thing which we have to do, the Minister of Agriculture and Food Security is in coordination with the DALCO. You know, DALCO, this Desert Locust Control Organization of East Africa. For necessary support, we are members of it, for defending this. And the other one now helping a lot, helping Kenya and Ethiopia a lot by spraying. They have provided some airplanes, and even they have bought some chemicals which are used for spraying this, because the most effective one is spraying from the air. Although sometimes it comes very low, so we have to use land spraying. And number five is to alert the neighboring states, like what I was telling, we send some people, and then also to inform the people about it, to make people aware, creating awareness to the community which are around there to know exactly the food. Also, we have to inform anything emergency, civil aviation, for the airspace use, emergency spraying, if we need it. So the airspace, we need to coordinate this with the Ministry of Transport so that these people, if we are hiring or we are bringing this plane from Ethiopia or from Kenya, it would be known when they come around the border, because we don't have our planes, but we will be either hiring planes or be supported.
Okay.
Then number six, which we have done also, that we need to ask the government to urgently approve the provision of drones. You know, drones are very accurate when you go for data collection, and then use of drone will be very good along the border, so that we know exactly. Because sometimes, you know, they say it may appear now, and then when you want to go to spray it, you find that it has disappeared. Mm. It has shipped it somewhere else.
Yeah.
So it is very fast. Mm. So according to the report we are getting, it will be there now by night, but it will stay where it is from 6 to 8. 8 o'clock, they just move. So when you want to deal with them, it is from 6, 7 to 8. Otherwise, you will not get them in the same place. Mm-hmm. So you need some drone to be used to detect.
To monitor that.
To monitor, detect exactly where they are. Mm-hmm. And then the seventh thing which we think is very important is we have been appealing to development partners and all the friendly countries to come to support the government in dealing or controlling this desert locust invasion, which is a threat to people of South Sudan. And the last thing which we think is very necessary, which we have already started, establishing early warning system along the borders with Ethiopia and Kenya. So we are really worried. That serious. We are seriously worried about the possibility of desert locust is spreading into South Sudan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if no immediate precautions or action are taken along the borders with Ethiopia and Kenya, then they are going to invade us. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you very much, Minister Honorable Onyoti Adigunyekwaj, Minister of Agriculture and Food Security, for this lengthy and elaborate explanation of the danger and risks of the desert locust that is highly threatening South Sudan. Given the situation, the financial situation, and also the bureaucratic situation in the government, where things get delayed, many things get delayed. When it comes to provision of funds, you expect more delay. All these you have been speaking about is dependent on a quick provision of funds. Let's say these insects and swarms are moving so fast, and they have now even come near to Uganda. What if you take the next 2-3 weeks and you don't have funds? What is likely to happen?
In fact, if you have followed me,
yeah,
we are in coordination with the FAO, which is our right hand. They report to us. They even have already collected some amount of money. That is why I told you before that we immediately train some people, which is very important.
Yeah.
And even we will be sending some people to monitor to see exactly. Because they say when these planes are spraying, is as if they are bombing the place.
Yeah.
So there is a need for people to know what is going to happen, as I said.
Mm-hmm.
Because it should not be misunderstood by people that maybe the planes are bombing the people or something of that kind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And even as I said before, you know, DALCO, which is the Desert Locals Control Organization of East Africa, where we are members.
Has come in also.
Yeah, they have come in to help us.
Okay.
Despite the fact that we did not pay our obligation for 6 years.
To this organization?
To this organization.
And how much is that?
Oh, it's quite a lot of money, because every year is not less than $130.
$130,000
multiplied by 6 years, that is a quadruple. But also we have to appreciate and thank the Minister of Petroleum, because we approach him, and then with the companies which are working in South Sudan, they managed to collect a certain amount for 1 year. So we have sent it to them, which is quite good now. Mm-hmm. 1 year.
Good for them to start.
To start, exactly.
So if it were not for these organizations, then it would have been very risky for South Sudan.
That is really very, very risky
now,
for South Sudan.
Now, let us have a quick look at the situation where the locust, desert locust, has already hit. Were these countries able, like Eritrea, were they able to survive or rescue some of the situation?
In fact, I don't go to Eritrea nor Somalia.
Yeah.
We talk mainly with the one of
But we wanted to see if those countries
here
have been able to deal with Kenya.
Kenya, this is what I'm going to give is an example. Mm. They're using, according to the report, almost six aircraft being utilized to spray in the air, in addition to 20 to 24 land cruisers, which is pickup spraying also, in addition to the people doing. They manage in some of the areas, but as I told you, these locusts
are
very, very huge and very fast in movement.
Yeah.
They can be here now, you would be preparing to come and spray. Then when the plane goes there, they are not there.
They have moved.
So it is quite a challenging situation.
So what would be your message to, I don't know if people are still farming somewhere or they have their open fields whatsoever. What would be the advice from the ministry to some farmers who are still having some of their produce in the open?
Now, in fact, at the present moment, I think most of our people are now trying to harvest, in which we are trying to say they have to hurry up with their harvest. But in fact, the locals deal with any green thing.
It
is not necessary that
crops. Yeah, yeah.
But the fascia also would be a threat even to our animals.
Yeah.
Because when they land on the green thing, even on the tree, that tree will be naked.
Yeah.
Nothing green will be there. So what we are trying to advise the people now, these things should be monitored by all of us. It should be monitored, especially the community within the range of these locals, to see into it that people should be standby, they should be on alert, and then report whatever we can do. And if it is there, it has reached us, so that we will be able to communicate with some of the organizations.
Yes.
What is good now, we have started making preparation now with the FAO, which is very good. And as I told you, we made an appeal to some countries and some NGOs to see. And even today, the county director of FAO was with me in my office, and we advised him that there is a need, since we are working as a team, there is a need for a separate account to be open by FAO, in order that anybody would like to put in, then they can put in. Meanwhile, they will be the one to monitor all of us to do these things, because there is no good trust with the government.
Yeah. So let us see the participation of listeners in this discussion about the threat of desert locusts. الناس اللي يمكن قاعدين يستمعوا وهم بيفهموا أكثر باللغة العربية. نحن بنستضيف وزير الزراعة والأمن الغذائي سيد أونيوتي أديغونيكواي. نحن قاعدين نتكلم عن خطر الجراد الصحراوي جلد الصحراوي طبعا هسه انتشر حسب كلام الوزير انتشر في جزء من شرق افريقيا, بدا من اريتريا ومشى بالصومال ومشى لحد كينيا, ومن كينيا بيهدد بعض المناطق الخاصه حدود الشرقيه وبعض حدود الجنوبيه من جنوب السودان. الوزير تكلم كثير عن الاجراءات المختلفه اللي نحن الحكومه هنا اتخذتها بالشركاء مع الشركاء زي منظمه الاغذيه والزراعه العالميه, منظمه World Food Program برنامج الغذاء العالمي وبرامج الامم المتحده للماي, وكمان منسقيه العمليات الانسانيه اللي هي اوتشا. ديل كلهم جهات بيشتركوا في انه يعني يساهموا في انه يبعدوا الخطر بتاع او يتعاملوا مع الخطر من الجراد الصحراوي اللي قال الحجم بتاعه يعني بيكون بيغطي مسافه 60 كيلومتر, مش كده؟ يعني لما يكون طائر العرض بتاعه 60 كيلومتر والطول بتاعه يمكن 100 كيلومتر على حاجة.
الطول بتاعه 60 كيلومتر
60
والعرض بتاعه 40 كيلومتر
40 كيلومتر يعني بيمشي في مساحة من 40 ل 60 كيلومتر, يعني مساحة ضخمة جدا جدا, وكل حاجة خضرة بيتنزل فيها بتاكلها, يعني ما ضروري يكون حاجة مزروعة لكن أي حاجة خطرة حتى المراعي ممكن يكون خطرة عليه. نشوف الاتصالات من المتصلين. ألو
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 ممكن.
Yes, welcome. What's going on from where?
Yeah. Speaking to Mabor, I'd like to Rumbek.
Welcome Mabor from Rumbek.
Yeah, thank you so much. I recognize the president of the government.
Yeah, yeah, just go ahead.
So, is he the minister of agriculture?
Yes, the minister. Yes, the minister. The minister.
Yeah, thank you. Really, some days back, we heard that the one look at is about to read that part of Eastern Equatoria. He said that is to read. Mm. But I don't know how far has his ministry gone in the preparation in order to prevent such insects to come to the country, because in my own view such kind of insects they really destroy food stuff. Mm. But I don't know how far is the minister is preparing in order to inform people about the about the way he has prepared concerning the coming of this
Okay.
So this is my question. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mabor Alat from Rumbek. There. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Welcome. Who's calling?
Yes, it's Andrew.
Andrew. Andrew from where?
Andrew from Elot.
Welcome. You can put off the radio, please put off the radio so that we can get no feedback.
Thank you. The problem of locals is really dangerous, and I welcome the honorable minister to enlighten us about it. Mm.
Yes, Andrew. Hello? Hello, Andrew. Sorry, Andrew seems to be moving. Hello? 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 You've lost the caller on that line. Hello?
Hello, Imran.
Yes, welcome.
Yes, how are you?
I'm fine. Who's calling and from where?
You are connected with Mayar calling from Pajok.
Mayar?
Yeah.
Welcome, Mayar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my question to the guest is this. I just heard about this insect has been said by Abdulaleh, and the rest of my caller, maybe they will comment on it. Mm. Yes, what kind of control did our minister made about this? Because this insect, it can when it comes, it can destroy evergreen in the area. Also, it can affect our health at the same time. Mm. It can destroy the crops. Mm.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, this is my question.
Thank you, caller from Kwajuk there. نحن بنستمع في برنامج نيشن وايد في فترة النقاش بتاعنا. نحن بنستضيف وزير الزراعة والأمن الغذائي السيد أونيوتي أديغو نيكواج, ونحن نتكلم عن خطر والتعامل وكيف نتعامل مع الجراد الصحراوي. ألو
ألو
يس
This is John Nyangakwen Mayol from Madina Nyarangkura, Kiana, Olis.
John from Awil East, welcome.
Yes, my budget to the guest is that. So I want to know, because now I want to help somebody can tell me the way that that from this thing. That is what I want to look for.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for the call there. Hello.
Good evening, Gabriel Shada.
Good evening.
Yeah, you're with Mawia.
Yes, welcome, Mawia.
Yeah, thank you so much for the program, and I thank the minister also.
Okay.
My comment, I just want to make it briefly.
Yeah, welcome.
You know, it's very interesting and it's very important indeed to stop those insects or those locusts, you know, to enter to our territory. But I will put the blame on the government. You know, that is why we the ordinary citizens, the vulnerable citizens across the country, that is why we are always crying day and night to say that being in a country, having a government official, include the president, is very important to have a national emergency fund aside. Because you never know, maybe there is something big that can happen, like what is happening right now. So there must be selected resources that can be put into different accounts, you know, especially the national account, so that when something emergency happens to the whole country, and then the government should quickly rush in to those resources and stop those that is an incident, you know, in not to continue ahead.
Yeah.
That is why that is what we are complaining as a normal citizen. Mm-hmm. I can give you one example. Even if the houses get burned, you know, there is no car for the water to come and stop the fire quickly. The car is coming after 2 hours, 1 hour. So where are the cars? Where is the resources?
Okay.
We have oil, we have non-oil revenues, we have money, we have resources. So where did the resource go in? Huh? Mm-hmm. They have to turn the resource to invest in activity that can take the country forward.
Okay.
Like what he's saying right now, that they depend on the cooperation with the international organization. Yes, it's very important to cooperate with them, but where is the part of the government? Okay, they have to do their part. They have to come up with more resources, and then the international organization will help them so that such a thing can stop. They should not just rely on the international organization.
Mm-hmm.
Government has the money. Where is the money?
Okay.
That is my question. Yeah, where is the money?
Thank you, Mawia. Yeah. Good question from Mawia there. Let me take another caller. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Welcome.
Yes, for me, my question, I'm calling from Bor. My question to the minister. My green country is victim to the locust.
Hmm.
All the crop in Mugui has already has been eaten. I'm not aware of this. They're still talking about the desert. Locust is coming. All the green country is already affected.
Okay.
Yeah, the crop in Magui has already been destroyed. Are they aware of this?
In Magui?
Yes, in Magui. All the farmers have been eaten out.
Okay.
I don't know what they're following. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Alexander. That is Alexander from Bor. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Gabriel Joseph Yadar.
Yes, welcome. Who's calling and from where?
Good evening, David Mugo from WOW.
Welcome, David.
First of all, I would like to appreciate the program. Mm. And this is the very one that all the citizens of South Sudan were waiting to come to the studio. Today, this is our direct minister that we are supposed to talk to.
Mm.
I have two questions for him. Mm. Number one, the first insect of South Sudan that is supposed to talk about is insecurity and poverty.
Mm.
Apart from those insects now that are happening there.
Mm.
So, what is the way forward now of the Ministry of Agriculture? All the time we had at that time, it is only 1% or 2% we were given to the agriculture. And you know, an hungry man is an hungry man. And if you have enough food, there will be no fighting, there will be no problem, and so forth. So why the Minister of Agriculture doesn't complain to the government so that the percentage of agriculture is increased?
Okay.
Number two, we did not hear the Ministry of Agriculture going around the country, going from state to state, because there were tractors that were divided some years back, and they were taken by the leaders, and they were not brought for the leader, they were brought for the citizen. Why is it so like that?
Okay. So thanks for your two questions there. David Magog from WOW. Hello? Hello? Hi. Yes, hello. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, to my main man. Hello?
I'm talking with you.
Yes, who is calling and from where?
Yeah, Johnny Nakwen Manuel from Ulis.
John? Well, John, welcome. Okay. Yes, welcome.
I wanted to ask the guest in the studio.
I'm not getting you. Can you just go quickly? Yes. I've lost the caller from Will. Hello?
Hello, Governor Shadar.
Welcome.
Misal al khair.
Miss al noor.
Good evening. Oh. Yeah, Joseph Shadar. Gabli ma ana namshi giddam ma'ak muqasil Carlo min Medinat Magri.
Marhab bek, Ustaz Carlo min Magri.
يعني أنا ذات ماشي في مهلة زراعة زي ما متحدث في بور يتكلم إسكندر شفت ليريا لوكيلي ري مقوي قبل شهرين ثلاثة محافظين كلهم قادرين يكورك عبر الروادي بخصوص الجراد دي. It is not a matter this thing is in border or it is in Kenya, Uganda. It is already inside South Sudan in Eastern Equatoria. أنا قدامك ده من ضمن الناس المتضررين. عندي 75 فدان انتهى بجراد دير. 75 فدان زرع انتهى من جراد انتهى منه. في فترة وجيز جدا. Even we are unable to do anything. We don't know to whom we are going to complain. Lakin the good thing is now the minister is already inside the studio. Let him know that this is already in South Sudan.
Okay.
If you want to believe, let him just come to me. I take him to my farm.
Okay.
This thing is already a reality in our Republic of South, particularly Jubeg State and Toledo State. These two states now, this jarad is already there. هو ما يقول لأنه الجراد ده في حدود ما في حدود في معاك في الدولة قريب معاك 80 كيلومتر بس أمشي فيه بتلقاه.
Okay.
Leave the border. Border is very far. Malakal is very far. But it is here now in Equatoria.
Okay.
The واحد. اثنين. بصراحة يا جابريل وزارة الزراعة بتاعنا مقصر بمزارعين. عندما قادرين تكسير ذا. Let us just look for a way forward. خلو الوزير يستفيد تماما من الأخطاء القاعد يحصل في وزارة بتاعه ده. وهو عارف. هو عارف يتأخطاء في وزارة بتاعه.
Okay.
This is not a forum that we are going to criticize him.
Okay.
وزارة بتاعه مقصر تكسير تماما ببعض الوزارات الزراعية الموجودة في الولايات.
Okay.
And in fact what we are saying, this is true. ما في إرشاد زراعي, ما في شنو, ما... Hasa, he was talking in English. Somebody in the border will never get him. الكلام بيقولوا في desert lockers وشنو ده مولي أبفهم في حدود هناك. يقول جراد, يقول لوت أوري, يقول حاجات بلغات الناس القاعدين في الحدود ده. So that the message will go very clearly and then you will get the feedback from the people in the border.
Yeah.
And particularly in Lokiliri province or county, Liria County, Magui County, plus Mangala County. Just near him here. Let him come practically and we are going to show him the places which is affected with this kind of thing. Okay. Thank you, my brother.
Shukran, Ustaz Carlo, and let me take the last caller. Hello? 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 It seems there's a problem with that line there. Hello? Hello?
Hello, Gabriel Joseph Shadar.
Yes, welcome.
Yes, you are connected with Joseph Dow here in WOW.
Welcome, Joseph.
Yes, I would have two questions for our guest, Honorable Minister. Yes, my first question to him is that, yes, now this year, the people of South Sudan are being affected by the overplotting and then the insects, which is also coming inside the country.
Mm.
What are the mechanisms or the steps being taken by the government to control this insect which is coming? And what are the mechanisms also being employed by the government to make sure that the people of this country are safe from the hunger which is expected to come?
Okay. Okay.
So these are my two questions.
Thank you. Thank you for your two questions. Let me get back to the minister. We'll get back to the minister now, and we will be having some of the answers.
101 FM Radio Miraya, powered by the people, uniting the nation. Your preferred station, the voice of peace.
No one like you. Nationwide, your daily current affairs program on Radio Miraya.
سيد وزير أسئلة كثيرة لكن احنا حنركز أنا عايزك تركز في الكلام الجميل أستاذ كارلو إنه في ليريا في لوكوليري في ماغوي في مانجالا أوريدي أجرات يعني أكل واستهلك مزارع بتاع الناس وكارلو هو شخصيا بيقول يعني 75 فدان من الزراعة بتاعته انتهت فهو بيقول يعني الكلام اصلا دخل الحوش قبل كنت بتقول انه this thing is not the desert locust it is the green hooper but whatever way it has consumed destroyed crops.
Yeah, thank you so much Gabriel and I would like to thank all the people who participated in asking questions or comments all of them. If they have listened properly to my explanation before, most of them had answered it.
Yeah. But I'm focusing
one,
on
yeah,
that question.
The one of Carlo,
yeah.
Carlo did not even understand what I was saying, that the one which is present now in these areas is green grasshopper.
Mm.
Green grasshopper differs from desert locust.
But the consequence is the same.
It's the same, but more or less not so much the same.
Mm.
It's the same when it eats the sorghum of the people.
Mm.
But the locust eats anything. It eats anything green, including the trees. Including any green grass,
so
not necessarily
so
that.
So, if the locust, the green hooper locust, is a minor thing, is there any way to avoid it also?
Yeah, there should be ways because, like what you were saying, this thing, you have the ministers of agriculture in the states, they did not report to us. If you could come, it is one day I heard from the commissioner of Mogwe. Talking in the radio, but I took my telephone. I tried to call the governor, but it was not fixed. His telephone was closed up Torit State. At last, I talked to the minister himself. I said, "Now I'm hearing that there is locust in your area." Then he said, "No, there is no locust in the state. What is present is really green grasshopper, which has eaten the sorghum of the people."
Mm. Yes,
but they were supposed to let us know so that
to fight it also.
Yeah, to let us know so that we are able to take measures to even to advise what do you do.
So now you have heard this again and again. So is there anything you can promise them?
No, because almost now the sorghum, as I told you, now people are harvesting, was more or less finished. So what we are going to do, we are going, as I told you, and even some people did not understand what I was saying before, that we have trained people and sent them to the site.
Okay.
In order
suspected
to...
Suspected sites.
Yeah.
Mm.
There are people now in Torit.
Okay.
Which we are making every day, every 2 hours they have to report to us.
Yeah.
About all these things. These are measures to know exactly what is happening.
Yeah. Another two questions because I'm left with 5 minutes. The question about your funding. The funding of agriculture is reported to be very low. Somebody says it's just 1% of the GDP.
Mm.
Are you crying about it?
The problem is not even 1%, nor even 0.1%. It is 0.4%.
0.4.
0.04%. But if you have to take the agriculture sector as a whole, you know, agriculture sector is composed of the Minister of Agriculture and Food Security, the Minister of Livestock and Fisheries, the Minister of Environment and Forestry, the Ministry of Water Resources and Irrigation. When you add all, the total is 0.2%.
That is the four ministries.
The four ministers.
Wow.
See? So that is really a real problem. Like what he's saying now, you know, I started telling you before that in February 2019, I alerted the Council of Ministers. And I took with me some certain amount, which is amounted to 2 billion. The Council of Ministers approved it to the ministry for these locals, which we are now trying to say.
Yeah.
Now, nothing was brought. But even when I went to Parliament, I told the people or even the chairperson of the Economic Committee that now we need to include this, which has been approved by the Council of Ministers. They rejected it. 2 billion. See, and in fact, our president has signed in the Malabo Declaration by the presidents of the states of Africa that in the total, you know, to fight hunger, the budget of the Minister of Agriculture should be 10% of the total budget of the country, which is not there now in our country. It's very unfortunate, actually.
Sad to hear that. And also, that means also the question about lack of emergency funds.
Yeah,
another question.
That is very, very important question. And I would like to appreciate that man, actually, the man who
Mawe,
which he raised that there is a need for national emergency funds account. You know, earlier, there was what we call future generation account. So when the oil was closed down, and the price of oil became, and there was the problem of austerity measures in the country, there was nothing called future generation account, which would have been emergency. But thank God, last Friday, I met with the Minister of Petroleum, and he said now they have revised these things. They have revised the emergency future generation account, which has been, maybe they started now putting something, actually. But for the last, immediately after the closing down of oil, there is nothing, actually, which was there for the emergency, in fact. But it is really a very good idea that there is a need for emergency funds account, which can, for anything we can come in, like this one now. We can, the government can just take from it, actually.
This is just 1 minute to go and conclude the program. Let's have a quick 1 minute message to the listeners about this issue of the risk of the desert locust.
Now, the only message I have to tell our people is, especially people on the border, they have to take the people whom we have sent seriously. Because these people are now meeting the elders, meeting the community within the border to see that whenever they see this, people should be on high alert. And also, you know, we can use even shouting. When we shout to them, they just go away. But the whole issue is when they come and they land on something, then it will be destruction when they go into it. But we need to be on alert, and we make sure that the people whom we have sent is to train people also to be aware of what is happening and what is going on, and this thing report. But the important thing, we should not confuse the green grasshopper and the local desert locust spray. You know, this desert locust swarm is really terrible. It's not as if he's talking now. If it was here now, it would have already reached Juba. If it is, as I told you, when it moves, it's 60 kilo in length and 40 kilo in width. So when they land on something, the food they eat is equivalent of the food of being eaten by around 35,000 people per day.
Thank you very much, Minister, the Honorable Nyoti Adigunyakwai, Minister of Agriculture and Food Security, for being on Radio Mirai Nationwide. And we hope we'll keep an eye on that, and also we'll call you again if we have another kind of updates on that. Thank you.
We will be continue updating the people.
Thank you. And that is all from me, Gabriel Shadar, on Nationwide Discussion Time.
Nationwide, your daily current affairs program on Radio Miraya.